Protection. Protection, the second thing I want you to think about. Purpose in chapter 1. Protection in chapter 3. Chapter 4. Pride is the key word in chapter 4. Pride is what Nebuchadnezzar had. He has a vision. He sees this great tree growing into the heavenlies. He sees the animals underneath the limbs of these trees, the birds flying in the limbs of the trees. And then he sees a heavenly visitor come down, cut the tree down. There was a brass cover put over the top of it so it's not completely destroyed. And for 7 years, it's like that. And he calls Daniel once again. What's this all talking about? He said, that's you. You're going to be taken down. You're going to be for 7 years because of your pride. And Daniel watches a year later when Nebuchadnezzar stands at his palace. There were 7 palaces. There were 14 temples in Babylon. The Hanging Gardens, unbelievable. All of this. And Nebuchadnezzar said, look what I did. And God takes him down. Pride, chapter 5. A little bit of out of order here, but just let me show you chapter 5, the practical aspect. Chapter 5. Belshazzar, who happens to be the grandson, technically, of Nebuchadnezzar, is in power, having a drunken party for his cronies who come in, 1,000 of them. They take the vessels out of the temple. These vessels out of the temple, they start to pour their wine in, have their drunken party in chapter 5. And all of a sudden, handwriting, a hand appears with a finger, puts it on the wall, writes a message, and he doesn't know what it means, and so he calls for Daniel. He calls for Daniel after his grandmother, the queen mother, says, you better get Daniel. Remember, he helped out. This is, by the way, 70 years after chapter 1. This is 70 years later. Daniel's now probably 85 years old in chapter 5. And he comes and gives the message. You've been investigated. You're not meeting the requirements. Tonight, you're over. And the Medo-Persians come in and take over an impregnable city, a city that has 2 walls around it, 350 feet high, 87 feet across, a moat in the middle. They have a water supply for all that they need. The Euphrates River flows underneath the northern wall and out the southern wall of the city of Babylon. Food for 20 days, an impregnable city. They're having this drunken party, and the Medo-Persian Empire is in existence now, and they shut down the water supply, the Babylonian water supply, which is the Euphrates River, and they come underneath a tunnel, walking into the party hall, and it's over. Now, under the Medes and the Persians, chapter 6 of the book of Daniel, Daniel becomes a leader in the Medo-Persian Empire. But they don't like that. The king has great favor with Daniel, and Daniel very favor with the king. He doesn't like that. He's told not to pray. But Daniel says, I was taught to pray 3 times a day. And so he prays morning, noon, and night. And because of that, he's thrown into the lion's den. And you know the story. Again, the Lord intercedes. Punishment in chapter 5. Prayer in chapter 6. May I show you how practical Daniel is? Purpose, chapter 1. You know, prophecy is so practical. You know why Daniel and the 3 Hebrew children had purpose? It said they were of the royal family. You know what the book of Isaiah says? And one day in the future, 100 years before it ever happened, Isaiah the prophet wrote, one day in the future, Babylon will come to power. The Assyrians were in power. Babylon will come to power and take some of the royal family into captivity. Daniel had purpose because he knew prophecy. Paul said, I pressed toward the mark. And after it's all over, he said, and for me, a crown of righteousness because I love his appearing. Daniel understood it. Daniel chapter 3, protection, prophecy. These 3 Hebrew children, they knew the prophecies. Gives us protection from what? For life, but from anxiety, fear, doubt, sin, which will take us out. Pride, chapter 4. You know what pride is? It's deceptive. It's destructive. It's despised by God. But we can only allow pride to enter in when we ignore prophecy and think we can do it. Chapter 7, punishment. Punishment. You know what? Belshazzar should have known. Isaiah also said 176 years before it happened, Cyrus will come to power and take over Babylon. Belshazzar should have realized that instead of antagonizing God. And prayer, Daniel chapter 6, every prophet in God's word was a man of prayer. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet of prayer. Isaiah, Daniel chapter 9, you'll see later, when he realized where he was in God's time, what did he do? Go to prayer. See how practical prophecy is? Gives us purpose for life. Protects us from those things that could take life. Keeps us from pride. Helps us not to go into a punishment and gives us the information to warn others to keep from punishment. And drives us to prayer. Prophecy is very practical, and we'll apply these principles as we look at the rest of prophecy in the book of Daniel. Father, thank you for the Word of God, for the privilege of developing and looking at your Word and how practical indeed prophecy is. It helps us to realize that there has to be purpose in life. In addition to that, protection is provided when we understand what you're going to do. Keeps us from pride. Takes us out of and away from that punishment to come and helps us to warn others so they can escape that punishment. And drives us to prayer. Use all of this as we study through Daniel this week to bring honor and glory, attention to yourself, which is, of course, what prophecy is. In thy precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.